We actually haven't seen you since I was in the Peel Grand Final. Just tell us a little bit about your off-season. What did you get up to?
Yeah, so I headed back home to Cobden, which for about 3 weeks was just pretty good. So just spent the time with family and mates, catching up with everyone. So hadn't been back for a lot like that amount of time for a fair bit. So it was good to get back, see everyone.
Tell us a little bit about Cobden for those that don't know. Is it a country town?
Yeah, it's a small country town, about 2,000 or 3,000 people in there. So it's a little town. It's probably got a couple of bakeries, a couple of pubs, not much going on there, an IGA. So yeah, it's a good, I love getting back there. It's quiet, go back to my farm, chill out there, and then yeah, get working. So
what's it like seeing your family for a player that gets, you know, pulled over to Perth? What's it like when you go back and see them?
Yeah, it's good. It's just like normal. It was like a year ago going back and just seeing everyone, so it was good. Nothing much has changed with them, and yeah, so it's good getting back there.
Tell us a little bit about your pre-season. Obviously starting off, we've seen a lot of running and that sort of thing. So what are your goals? What are you hoping to achieve over the break?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get every session, stay injury-free for the whole pre-season, and then try to improve on fitness, and so I can run out games better and run with the best runners in the AFL.
You look like you've trimmed down. Have you lost weight? Did you have a sort of marker you wanted to hit going into the season?
Oh, I just wanted to work hard, did the program that they set for me, so yeah, that was pretty easy. They just said, this is what you have to do. They set it out pretty easy, and off I went.
The new facilities, tell us what it's like doing a pre-season, you know, pretty amazing setup.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. You walk into this and it like lifts your mood already, knowing that you've got all this facility to work with. So yeah, the gym's much bigger than it was at South Freo, and yeah, it's a big advantage.
You had the number one ruck role last year, I guess, going into that season. Are you looking to do that again? And you got to spend some time up forward as well. Is that another part of what you want to add to your game?
Yeah, so I want to be more than just a one-position player. The AFL's grown from now just having one position where you've got to have a range in your aperture. So, it's interesting. So I've got to work with my forward, my leading patterns, my running around there. So, yeah, I want to develop my forward game as much as my ruck game.
End of the season with Peel, you spent a lot of time forward as well. Did that give you confidence, kicking a few goals, you know, showing that you can take a grab and kick a long ball as well?
Yeah, that gave me confidence, but that's waffle. AFL's a different level, so yeah, you got to do it again in the AFL.
A lot of players talk about shadowing someone in pre-season. Ed Langdon mentioned Brad Hill, that sort of thing. Obviously, Sandy's the obvious the obvious one for you. Are you again looking to sort of learn off him and that sort of thing?
Yeah, he's a chance. So learn. He's looking quite fit at the moment, so he's in the gym at the moment as we speak. So yeah, learn as much as I can from the big fella, and yeah, off I go.
How does it feel going into your second year? It's the first year, you're exciting, make your debut. What are the discussions you have with Ross now about, you know, just taking your game to another level or being more consistent? What are you sort of aiming for?
Yeah, so the first year you're sort of a bit not sure what everything's happening, so everything coming at you at once, whereas now you're sort of in the swing of things, you understand what's happening, you know what each day is going to be like. So now it's nailing down on what my specifics, like Ross has told me on my exit meeting, and just developing my game as much as possible.
And the new recruits, have you had a chance to meet Matera Wilson, these guys?
Yeah, I saw Wilson, and yeah, I met him a couple of times before I went back home to Cobden, and then Brando's been here all week, so yeah, they seem really keen to get him started, so Brando came back a week early, which is good of him, and he's looking quite fit.
Beauty, that's good, mate.
Is there anything you notice about Brando that, as a player, that you think's quite good?
Oh, he's great around goals, he's a goal sneak, and he doesn't miss many, and his skill's pretty good. He hits most targets.
And tall bodies normally take a bit longer to develop. How much have you changed, as in like kilograms wise?
Yeah, I've stayed reasonably the same. My skin folds have gone down a fair bit. Yeah, and then it's more staying like running wise, and then in the gym, like building my strength up to compete with the bigger boys in the AFL. So that's more like my skin folds going up, but my strength in the gym is definitely going up.
And your diet, has that changed at all?
Yeah, it had to change when I came over here, so it's less carbs and more proteins and salads and things like that. So that's been pretty easy. We've got a good dietitian, good strength and conditioning coach, so they've made an easy plan to understand, so it was pretty easy.